This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The central bank in Switzerland has a bunch of gold in its treasure chest, but you know what's been happening to gold over the last year. The price plummeted, putting the squeeze on to the point that the Swiss National Bank can't pay a dividend to shareholders. At America's central bank, the Federal Reserve, the issue is less gold and more all the bonds it's been buying. Those are not collapsing, but what about the longer-term trend? Let's talk about that with Alan Sloan, senior editor-at-large at Fortune Magazine. Morning, Alan.
Good morning, David.
Well, just remind us, right? This is not the moment to have a big pile of bonds sitting there.
Right. Last year, if you owned bonds, you cried a lot because the price of long-term bonds went down because interest rates went up. And the last thing you would want to have now is $4 trillion worth of bonds, which is what the Federal Reserve has.
They've been buying lots of bonds, of course, to stimulate the economy. So now it has this big balance sheet full of these things. They're not going upward, it doesn't seem. Is this Armageddon?
No.
No, but that means the Fed's not going to make as much of a profit as it's been making.
Well, that's true, but the Fed is still going to be okay. And because of an accounting change the Fed made 3 years ago, they don't even have to show on their balance sheet that the price of the bonds in their portfolio has dropped, as opposed to the Swiss National Bank, which had to show that the value of its gold had tanked.
So as the bond portfolio decreases, the Fed, you argue, would also lose political capital.
Right. When interest rates go down and some other technical stuff happens, the amount of money the Fed sends to Washington is inevitably going to decline. And Washington being what it is, the ruling ethos is, what have you done for me lately? And they're just going to send less money in the future than they've been sending the past few years.
And this empowers the people who don't like the Fed, those who think it's too powerful, those who think it plays too activist a role in the economy. Because if it's not a cash cow, maybe it's a sitting duck.
Oh, that's a terrible pun. Yeah. And again, I am not a worshiper of the Fed, but the Fed at least functions. It means well. It's reputable. It tries to be honest. And the last thing we need are those geniuses from Congress administering policies of the Fed and calling people in and auditing them. So my concern is when the Fed starts sending less money to Washington, it's going to hurt the Fed's political standing. And I think that would be a bad thing. But financially, sending less money doesn't matter.
All right. Alan Sloan, senior editor-at-large at Fortune. Thank you.
My pleasure, David.